We're staying updated with local news thanks to the Reporting Project, and we're talking with Abby Jump and Emma Anderson. Tell us about a few stories that you guys are working on.
The Village of Alexandria is mulling alternative funding sources after a property tax levy narrowly failed in the November election. Final election results show that 129 residents voted for and 142 voted against the levy, which would have helped the village pay for road maintenance and the new police department, among other public services. The levy failure will result in a reduction of 18% in the village's operating fund. The increase in funds would have helped Alexandria purchase a building for the police and maintenance department. Village Council is seeking alternative solutions for funding and has applied for an Ohio Department of Transportation grant that would provide the opportunity to install sidewalks and pathways to make the village more walkable. Also, Newark Baby Food Pantry provides diapers, formula, clothes, and a helping hand to those who need it most. On Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., the Baby Pantry at 735 Mount Vernon Road offers baby products at no cost to parents in need. Visitors must show proof of Licking County residency, a photo ID, and a household income at or below 200% of the federal poverty line. Between the rising cost of living, potential income lost when mothers take maternity leave, and the high price of medical care during and after birth, some families find themselves unable to afford basic baby care needs. That is where the Baby Pantry comes in. The Baby Pantry is one location within the food pantry network of Licking County.
I'm Emmett Anderson, and here's one more from the Reporting Project. St. Albans Fire Department is preparing for service cuts after 2024 levy failures. Most recently, a levy in the November election that was rejected by almost 57% of voters. The levy would have helped the fire department fund increased operating costs, which would cover adequate staffing for the department, updated and safe equipment, training, and resources, Fire Chief Michael Thiessen told the Reporting Project. It was the second time this year voters in St. Albans Township rejected a levy proposal for the fire department. St. Albans isn't alone in this. Fire levies and emergency responder levies failed across the state. And that's the news from the Reporting Project.
For these stories and more local news, go to WCLT.com, click Local News.